You're listening to Run, Thrive, Survive with Sierra Carter. If you're looking for more energy, more productivity, and just an overall happier life, you're right where you need to be.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive, the quick tip edition in 10 minutes or less for your sanity. Today we are going to be talking about seasonal depression, three ways to help it. Notice how I didn't say demolish it or abolish it. And that is because when we talk about emotions, thoughts, and feelings, we are learning to manage them. We are not learning to get rid of them. Getting rid of them, there are quite a few therapies out there that really focus on that. I personally find it much more helpful to learn to manage thoughts and feelings and emotions because they will always arise. It's not so much as getting rid of negative feelings, right? Because negative feelings are part of life. It's about learning how to manage them. And these three things are my top three things I think have made the biggest difference in my own self and over the past like 3 to 4 weeks is what I've been trying them because I noticed a significant change in my mood as soon as the weather changed. Because I'm going to be open and honest with you, I'm a very happy person, but man, when that weather changed to just being cold, I felt awful. Like I felt dreadful. It was crazy bad. And I mean, I couldn't even pull myself out of it. Usually I'm like, okay, I'm feeling sorry for yourself, you know, notice and name it. No, there's a lot to say when it comes to that sun going away and not being your source of energy. And living in Florida for the past 8 years, I was like, this is not good. This is not good because apparently Salt Lake City has the same like UV rays in the wintertime as Seattle and Boston, which I didn't think Boston was that bad. So that shocked me when I read that, but that UV rays is zero. So I'm really focusing on other ways to help boost my mood and really help me get through the seasonal depression through the winters, other than just running and being active outdoors. That helps, but I get so cold. So that's not going to do all of it. So here are my top three ways and I'll give you my opinion with it and like what it does. So the first one is red light therapy. I do this once a week. You're supposed to do it more often, but it's honestly really expensive and I can't really afford to buy it myself. So I just do it once a week at Restore and Wellness, Restore Hyper Wellness here in Salt Lake City. They have a really awesome red light therapy machine. I go in there for 12 minutes and I go into cryotherapy and I honestly feel really good. It's actually was originally created by NASA and because they began experimenting with the red light therapy on plant growth in space and to see if it would help heal wounds of the astronauts. But you guys, like, I think this is kind of cool. Like many other things, it expanded its uses. And what red light therapy does, other than help a lot of skin conditions, which we can talk about on another podcast, not today, but red light therapy can actually help boost your mental health by helping you sleep better and improve your mood. So it's not the red light that helps your health. It helps you sleep better and improve your mood by doing that. Because if you get sleep, it will be great. The day will go by quicker. But another theory with this is when you're able to, during the winter time, it gets darker quicker, right? So you get tired at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because it's like, holy crap, it's like super dark outside. What am I doing? Or the days where you don't see the sun, your circadian rhythm is thrown off. Red light therapy actually helps stabilize that so you can get better sleep at night so you're not so thrown off. Although, you know, either way, it's still going to feel weird. So if you guys have red light therapy by you, I would highly recommend trying it out and just seeing how it works with you because it does work for me for a few days. Other than that, I don't think I would rely solely on this, but it is. Now, the other thing that I've been doing is upping the vitamin D. Now, I talked to my doctor about this one, and he recommended me a certain vitamin D to take. I would talk to your doctor because I'm definitely not talking about supplements on the podcast. Not something I want to do. But when you up the vitamin D, here's the thing. They did a study, and they reviewed 7,534 people, and they found that those that were experiencing negative emotions and received vitamin D supplements noticed an improvement in their symptoms. Again, we are talking about improvements. We are not talking about abolishing negative emotions. Unless you learn how to manage them, you're not going to abolish them. And you may not even abolish them once you manage them. You're just able to get around them so they don't run your life. Literally why the podcast exists. All right. So we can run our lives and not let life run us. So once you take vitamin D, it really does help regulate and improve those symptoms of the negative emotions. Now, I personally find it easier to actually supplement a lot of the foods that are high in vitamin D. I know salmon's a great one, eggs, some legumes, different types of food are really high in vitamin D. That actually should be another podcast. I'll bring on a nutritionist for vitamin D. And I'll bring on a nutritionist that can give us some more information on vitamin D. That's actually a really good idea, Sierra. Ha, look at that. We got some more content within the content. But seriously, no, I will focus more on the food intake because one, your body is meant to thrive off of food. I try to stay away from supplementation. I tell everybody this all the time. I do not take supplements. I don't do any protein powders. I don't do anything like that. The only thing I do is collagen because I've seen a big increase in my nails and my hair when it comes to my collagen. But other than that, I don't take supplements. And so I personally will never take vitamin D pills, but I'm very, very strict on getting foods high in vitamin D. And I think I can see I honestly feel like I can see a change in that when I eat those foods consistently. Now, if I know my diet goes to crap, my mood goes to crap faster. So that's just something to take into account. Try to up your vitamin D. Take some supplements if you'd like to. That's up to you and between you and your doctor if that is something you want to discuss with them. Now, my third thing is change up your routine. Oh my God. This is the hardest thing for me to do. Okay, I am a very extreme routine person. I like down to the T, I am very time management down to the T. So it took me a long time to understand, like, now that I'm out in the mountains, my routine is not going to stay the same across the board. When I'm in Florida, my routine stays the same year round, snow, weather, it just doesn't really get in my way. But out here, I have to adjust. And I want to remind you, this is a very habitual behavioral change that we need to make for seasonal depression is you are going to change with the seasons. Just remember that. So if your routine of waking up early to go run is not working now and you're frustrated because you're not motivated to run in the mornings because it's 2 degrees outside, change it up. Change your schedule to start running in the afternoons or running in the evenings, whatever it is. Change your routine and don't feel like a failure when you do. I personally, the fact that I start running in the afternoon, it makes me feel like I'm lazy because I'm not getting up to run anymore. But honestly, I'm not going to get up and run and freeze my butt off at 5 a.m. when it's like 4 degrees outside and I'm going to get frostbite trying to run down the street. That's just not going to happen. So I had to learn to change my routine. And on top of that, I'm also trying to struggle and change my routine on staying active and go to the treadmill when there's like 2 feet of snow outside. That can be even harder for people because the minute your routine is interrupted by an environmental event like snow, like, I don't know, you guys, some of you guys in the Northeast get what, the sleet storms or the ice storms? Like, that's crazy. I don't think I could do that. But when I hear that, that's going to interrupt your training. You're going to have contingency plans and you're going to have to be able to shake up your routine so you stay committed, so you stay motivated. If you allow the environment to get in your way, you are not going to reach your goal. So don't be afraid to change up your routine. Other than that, you guys, those are my three ways that I'm really just hanging on to right now to get through this season. It is a struggle. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I wish I could get up here and be like, everything's going to be great. You're going to feel great every single day. You're not. And I'm realizing the seasons make a huge difference with that on top of just what's going on in your everyday life. So don't feel crazy. Don't feel like something's wrong with you. Just understand how the environment is affecting how you're thinking and your thoughts and what you're doing and your behaviors. Just understand it does affect it. Don't blame all your problems on the weather, but understand it can make a big ripple in your life. So you guys, find what works for you. I would love to hear from you. Make sure you check out my pod inbox and also check out my, make sure you guys check out my Circle community. Make sure you guys check out my Circle community. Everything you need to know is there, and I would love to see you over there. It's only $10 for the month of December. Other than that, you guys, get out there and run your lives and don't let life run you. See you guys next week.